This is St. Louis Public Radio. It's been nearly 30 years since the Environmental Protection Agency put the Westlake Landfill Superfund site on its national priorities list. Yesterday, officials approved a ban to remove radioactive waste from the site. Area residents concerned about the health effects of living near the landfill have waited years for the agency to make a decision. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen reports on how the federal agency plans to tackle this decades-long problem.
The EPA aims to remove up to 70% of the contamination at the site, and the World War II-era waste will be sent off to be contained in a facility outside of Missouri. So it's actually not that different from the proposal the EPA announced back in February. But when acting EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler signed off on the plan, he noted a few changes.
The improvements we've made to the proposed plan will reduce exposure to the community and cleanup workers. It will speed up construction time by a year, and it will allow the flexibility to more efficiently remove the contamination from the landfill.
The plan will cost $205 million, $30 million less than the earlier version. It'll take about 4.5 years to complete. And instead of digging out waste within 16 feet of the surface, agency officials have decided on a range between 8 and 20 feet, depending on how much waste exists at any given spot. Residents and activists have long advocated for excavating all of the contamination from the site. Some of them met with Jim Gulliford, an EPA administrator who oversees Missouri, on the morning of the announcement. He says digging out too much could cause more harm than it's worth.
The more you dig, the more you expose the residents, the workers. It actually is safer for the community in the long run, and just there's some material you just can't get to safely.
Some residents saw the final decision as a victory. Don Chapman is the co-founder of the Just Moms STL group, which for several years has demanded EPA to clean up the site. She says it was gratifying to watch Wheeler sign off on the cleanup plan.
It was amazing to watch him sign that document that we had worked so hard to get and that we had seen mountain after mountain put in our way. And it just, you know, you go to sleep thinking, okay, we took a chunk, we moved that mountain a little, and you wake up the next morning and there's three more standing right behind it. That's what it's felt like for the past decade.
It's been about 10 years since the EPA last issued a record of decision for the Westlake landfill. That plan called for capping all of the waste and was ultimately rejected. Ed Smith is the policy director of the Missouri Coalition for the Environment. He says the difference between the two plans shows that when the community gets involved, it can make an impact.
It really goes to show that grassroots community engagement, starting at the lowest levels of government and working their way up and engaging everybody in between, really can pay off.
But now the EPA has to follow through on its plan. Gulliford says the agency will spend the next year and a half figuring out how to execute it.
We've got the plan, and now we need the design. That design will be the actual engineering phase of it, which says who does what they do, how they do it, and again, in a way that is safe.
During that time, they'll decide things like where to send 75,000 cubic yards of contamination and how exactly workers will be protected during excavation. The EPA will not relocate residents during the cleanup. The remediation costs will rest on the parties responsible for the site, which are landfill owner Republic Services, the U.S. Department of Energy, and Exelon Corporation. They'll decide amongst themselves who pays how much. Republic Services opposes the plan. In a statement, the company called it arbitrary and capricious and said it would prolong remediation at the site. While Chapman is happy that a decision's been reached, she says there's still a long road ahead to making sure her family and community are safe.
After this decision, I feel like our workload's doubled because we have to watchdog, we have to, you know, worker protection, all that.
And the EPA still has to address contamination in the groundwater. The agency will soon conduct a study of the groundwater portion of the site, which will have a separate remediation plan. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.